Okay, good morning, everybody. We're up to the Resh section of Kuf Yutess, which is kind of remarkable that we're there already. I actually wanted to focus almost exclusively on the final pasuk, which we say on Rosh Hashanah, the context of Tzkiyah Shofar, Rosh Devarcha Emes Ule'olam Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha. So Rosh Devarcha Emes literally means the very beginning of what you say is truthful, Ule'olam Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha, and your mishpatim are righteous for all eternity. So the Malbim explains, especially the last part of the pasuk, le'olam kol mishpat tzidkecha, this is in contrast to general morality. When it comes to general morality, so the mores change. 200 years ago, there were plenty of people in this world who were of the opinion that if slavery wasn't justified, then at the very least, that there wasn't a disparity between races, that certain races were greater than other races. And the reality, of course, today is that, thank God, we have a much deeper understanding of these topics and a much greater appreciation for all equality. And we understand, nothing to report, we certainly understand that such a doctrine would be completely and utterly abhorrent. And thank God for it, we're better off as a society. Not that we've made it all the way where we need to go, but certainly there have been market improvement. So le'olam kol mishpat tzidkecha means that in terms of Torah morality, so this morality is of course eternal and not just something which is a passing phase. And thank God that general society is able to make progress and to catch up in this way with the idea of tzelem elokim, as we just read, vayivra elokim es adam b'tzelmo b'tzelem elokim bara oso zachar nekeva bara osam, that if everybody is created b'tzelem elokim, then by definition there aren't disparities amongst races with respect to basic rights and privileges and how people should be treated and the access that they're given to life. So, good morning. That's Ule Olam Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha. In terms of Rosh Devarcha Emes, the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin comes to mind. The Gemara tells us on Daf Lamed Aleph that when the Umos HaOlam, so to speak, heard Kavayachol, the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi and Lo Yelacha, so what they said was, L'chor Atzmo Hudarish, he's like every other king, right? He's interested in is his own well-being, is his own honor, his own prestige. But when they heard Kabeda Savicha Vesimecha, they realized that this was something different. That this was somebody, or not somebody, that this was something that was from a different... All clear.
Okay, thank you.
That this was something of a different organization of morality altogether, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a total system, where it wasn't just based on... Love you, sweetheart. Love you, Jojo. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Let's go.
So this wasn't just something that was about God and his own prestige and his own sense of importance, but this was a total and holistic system that was predicated on certain timeless values. And as such, Rosh Devarcha Emes, they came back and said, you know, now we understand that the very beginning was true also, that Anochi and Lo Yelacha are also realities. We didn't appreciate that at first because we thought that initially it was just about the honor of the king himself. I think this is a very, very critical point and gets to the nature of Halacha as well, and is very complementary with what we saw in the Malbim, Le'olam Kol Mishpat Tzidkecha. The Torah is an eternal system, it's also a holistic system of truth and of values, of ideas that don't go away on the one hand, and on the other hand, that encompass not just, you know, Ben Adam L'Makom, how we should exalt God, L'Romim, as Beis Elokeinu, but at the same time, how we're meant to treat each other, how we're meant to treat our families, how we're meant to treat our parents, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinav, Lo Siknov, etc., and an entire system for civil and general society. And so when you combine these two ideas, the idea of the Malbim, of the eternality of Torah, and the idea of the Gemara Kiddushin, that the sweep of Torah, and that Hashem is just as concerned with how we treat each other and our families as he is with how we treat him, so what we have is a magnificent and glorious duality that speaks to both the breadth and the eternality of Torah. Everybody have a wonderful day.